بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله All praise is due to Allah And may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam My name is James Yusuf Yi And I'm a Chinese American born in the United States I'm a Muslim convert Or as some might say, a Muslim revert. And I would like to talk to you today about my journey to Islam. I was born in the United States. All of my brothers and sisters were also born in the United States, as well as my father and mother. My grandparents traveled from South China to the United States in the early 1920s. I was raised as a Christian in the Lutheran denomination. Now, Lutheran is a more liturgical Protestant denomination, very similar to Catholicism. I was raised by my mother, predominantly, as a Christian, and in my younger years in the United States, I attended Sunday school, weekly, youth programs. I was confirmed in the eighth grade in the Lutheran denomination during my younger years, during my youth. It wasn't until I finished graduating from the prestigious United States Military Academy at West Point that I began to explore spirituality and religion. And it was shortly after I graduated from West Point when I found myself in what you might call interfaith dialogue. It was simply a conversation, a discussion between me and another college student, a student who herself was on the pathway to Islam. She had been studying Islam and she was herself very close to becoming Muslim. In our discussion, we discussed our beliefs in religion, and at that time, I indicated that I was Christian and I believed in the doctrine of the Trinity as I was raised. When I first heard something of Islam, it was something that actually I immediately rejected because I was Christian. And then when I was posed the question, how could I, what did I know about Islam? My response was that I had known nothing. In my college years at West Point, studying at the military academy, I never had any courses on religion or any comparative religious studies. So I had rejected this idea of Islam. But when I was asked how I could judge something without first knowing about it, that very much made sense to me. And since I didn't know anything about Islam, I would then myself go and purchase a book, a basic book, on understanding Islam, and I began to read so I can learn more. As I began to learn and read about Islam, I became very much intrigued, especially because I had realized that most of the beliefs that you find in Islam were things that I, as a Christian, already believed in. And I was very surprised to learn that Muslims also believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Now, being raised a Christian, this was a very integral part of my belief and faith system. In Christianity, of course, believing in the virgin birth of Jesus is an essential part of gaining your salvation into paradise. As I learned about Islam, I was very intrigued to find that Muslims also believed in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And I hadn't known up until that time that there was another faith that also believed in this biblical story. As I learned more about the stories and traditions of Islam, I recognized many of the familiar names that I grew up with learning in my youth Sunday school years. Names like Abraham and Moses and David and Noah and Joseph and more. Many of the biblical stories that I learned as a youngster are also found within the traditions of Islam, and this was very surprising to me. In becoming Muslim, it was a very easy step for me because, again, I found that most of what I believed as a Christian were things that Muslims also believed. So it wasn't doing away with the foundation that was laid for me as being raised Christian. For me, when I became a Muslim, I thought I would become Muslim on a very basic level. And actually, my conversion to Islam, or rivers into Islam, as some might say, was very much on a doctrinal level. I had accepted the belief, the unique belief in God's oneness, as well as the prophethood of Muhammad, following in the footsteps of those that I had learned about in Christianity, his predecessors, prophets, again, as I named earlier, like Abraham and Moses, David, Noah, and Jesus himself. So for me, I became Muslim on a very doctrinal level. And at that time in my life, I was Christian, I had been raised Christian, but my practice of Christianity was in my view, very basic. I wasn't very religious. I didn't go to church every Sunday as a young adult, and just considered myself a simple Christian. When I became a Muslim, I had this similar idea that I would become Muslim on a very basic level. I understood Muslims prayed 5 times a day, fasted Ramadan, made an intention to go and visit Mecca, as well as paying charity. But I also understood that more religious Muslims were those who made extra prayers during the evening, made extra prayers during Ramadan, maybe fasted not only during Ramadan, but during other times of the year, and even made pilgrimage more than once. My idea of becoming Muslim was very basic. I would just be a simple Muslim, not a, quote, what you might call religious Muslim. But it wasn't until shortly after becoming Muslim that I was deployed as a young lieutenant in the United States Army to Saudi Arabia in the aftermath of the first Gulf War. I served as a Patriot Missiles fire control officer and was sent to Saudi Arabia only 5 months after I had converted to Islam. When I got to Saudi Arabia, I found on the American compound, on the American base, military base, that there was a Saudi cultural center, but it was very much a Dawah center, a center in which people learned about Islam. Many American soldiers, many American GIs entered into this Dawah center, into this Saudi cultural center, and learned about Islam. And actually, many of them became Muslim themselves. It has been said that maybe 5,000 or maybe 7,000 American troops became Muslim as a result of serving in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf region during the first Gulf War in 1991 and 92. As a young Muslim, someone who had just converted to Islam 5 months earlier, I was also spending time in this Saudi cultural center. And in this Saudi cultural center, I also discovered an official military memorandum, a memorandum that was signed by two generals. It was signed by the Saudi general who hosted us on the Saudi Air Force Base, and it was signed by the American general who oversaw the troops in that particular region at the time. And this memorandum indicated that any American Muslims that were serving in the U.S. military that was in Saudi Arabia could actually receive what we call in the U.S. military a 4-day pass, 4 days off from our military duties, so that we can go and visit Mecca. We were escorted to Mecca by Saudi citizens who worked in this Saudi cultural center on the American compound. I submitted a request to my chain of command, along with 3 other recent Muslim converts in my unit, and we got approved, especially after our commander saw the signature of the American general. So after 5 months of having converted to Islam, I found myself already on my way to Mecca, making what we call a minor pilgrimage, an Umrah. And for me, I had just converted to Islam, but I had converted to Islam, as I mentioned, at a very doctrinal level and didn't perceive myself as being someone who would be a very religious Muslim. Still, in my mind, like in the minds of many people in the West and in America, the stereotypical view of who Muslims are is still in my mind, even though I had accepted the belief in one God and the prophethood of Muhammad, still in my mind, I believe the demographics of Muslims were mostly people who were Arab or from the Middle East or from South Asia, like from Pakistan or India, or possibly from the black communities in America known as the black Muslims. This was my impression of who Muslims were, and thought I could at least connect with them because I also now shared that new belief, that simple belief in one God. But I was very surprised when our bus rolled up to the gates of the Holy Mosque in Mecca. And as we stepped out of the bus, the first large group of Muslims that I came in contact with, or that I saw, were other East Asian Muslims. Asian Muslims from perhaps Malaysia or Indonesia, and had very much East Asian features that are similar to mine. And it was intriguing to me, it was amazing to me to see the vast display of diversity that I would experience on just those 4 days that I spent in Mecca. On those 4 days, I met Muslims from East Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Muslims from Africa, Muslims from the Arab world, Muslims from South Asia, Muslims from Russian and other Russian bloc countries. I also met Muslims from America on that particular trip. One of the Muslims that I met on my first trip to Mecca, again, which was only 5 months after I had converted to Islam, was an American Muslim who was actually at that time studying at the university in Medina. And on that day, he also was making Umrah. And it was by the plan set out by the Creator that we would meet on that particular day. So I even met on my first trip to Umrah Muslims from America. And for me, that was a very eye-opening experience. I often refer to my first trip to Umrah as my Malcolm X-like type experience. I had been raised and born in the United States, and in the United States, we are taught in our elementary schools the diversity of America and how the people who make up the American population, whose ancestors come from all over the world, is a melting pot of different races, colors, and ethnicities. And this is what I experienced in my first trip to Mecca shortly after I converted to Islam. And that was an inspiration for me. And after leaving Mecca and going back to the American compound in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia, where I was serving in the aftermath of the first Gulf War, I quickly recognized that within the military ranks, there were no Muslim chaplains. We had Jewish chaplains, we had Christian chaplains, Catholic and Protestant, but we didn't have any Muslim chaplains. And I had also observed how the numbers of Muslims within the US military ranks was increasing, especially in that aftermath of the first Gulf War. So I made it my intention that maybe one day I would become a Muslim chaplain. This was all back in 1991, late 1991, early 1992. I would leave the US military active duty and pursue more traditional studies in Islam, learn a little bit of the Arabic language, and in January of 2001, I re-entered the ranks of the US Army, again, this time as a Muslim chaplain, not as an air defense artillery officer. So in early 2001, January 2001, I again became a US Army officer to serve as one of my nation's first military Muslim chaplains. That's my story, my journey to Islam, and my pathway to becoming a Muslim chaplain to serve the ranks of the US Army.